By the time Halloween arrives, it is always a bit of a toss-up whether we have snow and whether all the little ghosts and goblins will be able to enjoy their trick-or-treat rituals or if they will be a brief event. We have been fortunate, but some things can always be counted upon. By this time of year, we will generally have a lot of below-freezing temperatures. In spite of the length of autumn we have, it seems that there are always some chores left to be done when the ground has become white. I am not sure if anyone else follows a schedule like mine, but over the years I have come to accept that I will be outdoors doing some work in the garden while wearing heavyweight gloves. On days when the sun shines and I have an inkling to get some fresh air, you will likely see me puttering around in the beds with secateurs in hand. I like to leave any perennials that might have winter appeal, but those that are not nice to look at, I will generally cut them back and add to the compost pile if time permits. Do remember that anything that is vertical will trap snow and benefit your garden with added moisture. Any plants that were newly established would benefit from some extra protection for the winter. Prior to the mercury dipping lower, mulch around these plants to ensure their crowns are well insulated. If you have any tender bulbs or perennials that you wanted to lift and keep, it is likely a bit too late for that, unfortunately. I tend to grow perennials that can easily survive our climate, but there are usually a number of plants that I grow that will usually not make it through our winter. The decision to keep or let freeze has most likely now been taken out of our hands. If you have any tender summer bulbs that you have tucked away, keep a close eye on them while in storage. I tend to tier the storage for any tender bulbs and plants that I store with their storage beginning in an insulated but unheated garage and then later into the basement in a cool corner until they start to grow. One day, it is my hope to have a root cellar. As the season moves on, we may still have a day here or there that is warm enough to still enjoy some outdoor chores. I use this time to organize and put away any tools or other garden paraphernalia so I can easily access them in spring. Tools that were used could be cleaned up a bit more, sharpened and oil the handles so we are ready for spring. May the end of fall find you enjoying all the root crops from your garden while nibbling away at the tomatoes, squash and onions. Don't forget to carve your pumpkins for Halloween and then make some tasty pumpkin treats. As it gets cooler, enjoy a roaring fire inside and plan for what you will be growing next year. Hanbridge is the lead horticulturist with Orchid Horticulture. Find us at www.orchidhort.com. By email at info@orchidhort.com. On Facebook at OrchidHort and on Instagram at #OrchidHort. Tune in to Grow Live on our Facebook page or check out the YouTube channel GROW.